name. Say her name.
A jury in Illinois has convicted a sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a woman who called 911 to report a suspected prowler. Deputy Sean Grayson now faces up to 20 years in prison. Massey's father, James Wilburn, says his daughter's death was the result of a police system with no accountability, and that the lack of oversight in law enforcement allowed it to happen.
This man should have never had a badge and a gun. This man was kicked out of the service.
That's right.
He was in 6 police departments in 3.5 years. That is shameful. Shameful on Sangamon County for even having a person like that, giving him a gun and a badge.
The jury declined to convict Grayson of first-degree murder, a charge that carried a possible sentence of 45 years to life, and one that prosecutors and Massey's family had sought.
Sean Grayson should be able to get out of jail. My daughter can get out of that burial vault and walk out of Oakwood Cemetery.
Prosecutors relied heavily on body cam footage from another Sangamon County deputy, Dawson Farley, who testified that Sonia Massey was never a threat and that he was more afraid of his coworker. The video shows Massey sitting calmly on her couch as deputies asked for identification before leaving. When Deputy Sean Grayson noticed a pot of boiling water on the stove, which he asked her to move. Massey got up, moved the pot towards the sink, where the two briefly joked. Moments later, Massey stated, quote, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," close quote. Grayson immediately pulled his weapon, threatened to shoot her, and fired 3 times, hitting her once in the head. Prosecutors said Grayson was separated from Massey by a kitchen counter, giving him both distance and cover. Afterward, he told his partner not to grab a medical kit.
This second-degree murder charge, make no mistake, Sean Grayson is convicted of murder. He is a murderer now.
That was family attorney Antonio Romanucci, who says jurors likely found some degree of self-defense, though she stood across the room.
He had the power of a gun. He had the strength of a badge and a shield. And what did he do with that strength and power? He told Sonia, who was holding a pot, "I am going to shoot you in the face." That, ladies and gentlemen, is indicia of intent. And he carried out his intent, and he shot her exactly where he said he was going to. Not anywhere else, but right in the face. And that's where we still see it as a first-degree murder charge.
Civil rights advocates, including Teresa Haley, say the verdict sends the wrong message and falls short of justice.
We can't call the police and feel safe in our own homes. That's what Sonia did. She called for help, you all.
Yes.
And she was murdered in her own home. This verdict was long overdue. It is not the verdict that we wanted.
Massey's father is now calling for passage of police accountability reforms in her name. Sean Grayson will be sentenced January 29th. For KPFA News, with help from Christina Onestad, I'm Lauren Schmidt.